1921. It was the year that Einstein was awarded the Nobel Prize for Physics. Swedish women got the right to vote, and the first Miss America pageant was held in Atlantic City. And, in the cloistered courts of Eton College, Humphrey Richard Adeen Littleton, jazz band leader, broadcaster and journalist, better known to us simply and fondly as Humph, was born on the 23rd of May. So began a long life and a sparkling career. He touched the lives of many, and for those fortunate enough to know him and to work with him, he left a lasting impression, often from the very first moment of meeting.
I can remember when I first met Humph. It was 1955, yawn with your mouth closed. He was my friend for 53 years, in every sense one of my oldest friends, and I was singing with Leeds Uni Jazz Band. And typical courtesy, he came over and said hello to me, and I thought, oh, it's him. And then I floated away on a pink cloud. He said, I heard you singing with the band. And then with an enchanting smile, he said, it wasn't difficult. You're quite loud.
I suppose he came into my life when I was a teenager, and I used to buy his records and dance to him in the Buxton Pavilion Gardens very badly, but I reminded him of that and he just laughed for a long time at the thought of me dancing to him.
I first met Humph at the Pilot for I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue, and it was great to see him and think, wow, it's really him, he's going to do it. And he did it brilliantly, and it was terrific fun just sitting watching him be chairman.
My wife met him first, actually, when she was 15, and she was going with a master at the school to see a Humph, and obviously knew someone in the band. And the person in the band made a big play for my wife, who was only 15, and Humph stood in and said, leave her alone, she's far too good for you. And she reminded him recently, said, yes, I know who that would have been. So he was a gentleman in every way.
There's a sort of an embarrassing thing about becoming aware of Humphrey, which is that I didn't grow up in this country. And so the great legacy of Humph's music and his appearances on I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue had frankly passed me by. And I'm really glad that I didn't know how astonishing he was and what a fantastic comic honour it was to appear on the programme, because I think it would never have turned up, and I certainly wouldn't have turned up in quite the jolly and jovial manner that I did. And it wasn't until I'd been doing it for a bit that I thought, oh, this is part of an astonishing piece of British culture, and that man in charge is a national treasure.
Humph came from a distinguished family, and even if you didn't know that his cousin was the 10th Viscount Cobham, Humph's tall, effortlessly patrician bearing placed him unmistakably amongst the ranks of the gentry.
I was never really aware of Humph's sort of aristocratic background until we did a show at...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?